Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningnenem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. India becomes fourth nation to achieve successful space docking of two satellites. Centre approves setting up of 8th Pay Commission for central government employees and pensioners. Advisor for Food and Civil Supply, KT Sukhalu, appeals Nagas to be spiritually and intellectually resilient. Spear Corps marks Armed Forces Veterans Day with special event at Dimapur. Now the news in detail. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, today scripted history by successfully completing docking of two satellites named Chaser and Target under the SpaceX mission. With the stupendous success of the indigenously developed Bhartiya docking system by ISRO, India has become the fourth country to use this technology after the USA, Russia and China. Docking technology is critical in assembling the space station and in crewed missions. It provides crucial facilities including in-orbit refueling and assembling heavy infrastructure in microgravity. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan congratulated the team on the feat. President Draupadi Murmu extended her wishes to ISRO and the entire scientist and engineer communities of the country for boosting India's space capabilities. In a social media post, the president said, "This achievement paves the way for country's future endeavours in space exploration, such as Chandrayaan 4, India's planned space station and Gaganyaan." Lauding achievement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post said, "It is a significant stepping stone for the country's ambitious space missions in the years to come." Union Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh highlighted that it is an entirely indigenous Bhartiya docking system. The Union Cabinet today approved setting up of the 8th Pay Commission for the central government employees and pensioners. An announcement in this regard was made by Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw in New Delhi.
1947 से अब तक 7 पे कमीशन्स हुए और प्रधानमंत्री जी ने एक रेगुलर रिदम के साथ पे कमीशन बनाने का जो एक संकल्प लिया है उसके हिसाब से 2016 में 7th पे कमीशन स्टार्ट हुआ था तो 2026 में इसका टर्म कंप्लीट होता है उससे वेल बिफोर 2025 में 8 पे कमीशन एस्टैब्लिश करने से सफिशिएंट टाइम मिलेगा सो दैट द रिकमेंडेशंस कैन बी रिसीव्ड वेल बिफोर द कंप्लीशन ऑफ द पीरियड ऑफ 7th पे कमीशन.
The minister said the term of the 7th Pay Commission is going to end in 2026 and the setting up of the 8th Pay Commission now will give enough time to receive recommendations of the pay panel. Mr. Vaishnaw said the appointment of the chairman and two members of the commission will be made soon. Advisor for Food and Civil Supply, KT Sukhalu, today appealed for Nagas to be spiritually and intellectually resilient, emphasizing that these are crucial for shaping our own future. Noting that true leadership cannot be achieved by blindly following trends or rumors, he said success will elude us if we are easily misled. Mr. Sukhalu was addressing the second day of Sungkam Nyo Kum Mini Hornbill Festival at Pungro. Emphasizing the dangers of misinformation and fake news, particularly with the rise of social media and artificial intelligence, he stressed on the need to be cautious about what we choose to believe and share. To this, he emphasized the importance of a strong educational foundation to navigate the challenges. Mr. Sukhalu also urged the community to reject any false divisions and called for greater unity to work together towards prosperity and progress. As India marks the 9th year of Startup India today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government has left no stone unturned to encourage a culture of startups in the country. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Over the past 9 years, the transformative program has empowered countless youngsters." He added that government policies have focused on ease of doing business, ensuring greater access to resources and supporting startups at every juncture. The Prime Minister asserted that the success of the Startup India program reflects that today the country is dynamic, confident and future ready. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Spear Corps hosted a special event in Dimapur today to mark Armed Forces Veterans Day. Gracing the occasion as Chief Guest, General Officer Commanding of Spear Corps, Lieutenant General Abhijit S. Pindharkar expressed deep gratitude to the veterans for their sacrifices and steadfast commitment, recognizing their pivotal role in nation building. Pro-Defense for Nagaland, Manipur and Arunachal Pradesh, Colonel Shukla, briefed on the significance of the day.
This year, a special emphasis has been given towards the Veer Naris, the families of the departed soldiers, and to thank all the veterans for their sacrifice in the line of duty, sir. This year also, a lot of initiatives towards the one rank, one pension related issues regarding the recruitment schemes for the ex-servicemen. Also, the ECHS facility. Now, it is further extended in Nagaland. We have three welfare nodes, you can say, based one each at Kohima, Dimapur and Mokokchung.
Veterans at the gathering also expressed heartfelt gratitude for the initiative. More from our correspondent.
The Armed Forces Veterans Day, hosted by the Spear Corps Dimapur, saw an overwhelming participation of over 300 veterans, serving officers, Veer Naris and their families from Dimapur and surrounding areas, creating a platform for interaction and celebration. A vibrant cultural program further added to the celebratory atmosphere. During the event, the GOC felicitated Veer Naris and senior veterans, acknowledging their relentless service and sacrifice for the nation. Arun Longkumar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Minister for Roads and Bridges, G. Kaito Aye, has called for unity among Nagas in the spirit of celebrating festivals. Addressing the concluding day of Sukruniya Festival yesterday, he asserted that even in ancient times there was unity, love and oneness through forgiveness. The minister also reminded that achieving unity and speaking with one voice was the most urgent need for the Naga people. MLA and Sukruniya host Kujoluzo Azonienu urged the youth to lead lives in honesty and hard work to earn a respectable livelihood. Highlights of the celebration included folk dances, competitions on traditional fire making, weaving, matchbox bean game and greased bamboo pole climbing. Governor Laganesan has extended warm greetings to the Kuki community on Mimkut Festival. He expressed hope that the celebration of gratitude, unity and renewal would bring abundant blessings, prosperity and happiness to the community. As the festival honors the harvest and pays homage to ancestors, the governor called upon everyone to embrace the spirit of togetherness, cultural pride and harmony. He wished that the traditions of Mimkut inspire all to cherish one's roots, strengthen bonds and work towards a prosperous future. On the auspicious occasion, the governor wished everyone good health, happiness and prosperity. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has also conveyed Mimkut greetings to the Kuki community. Taking to X, he hoped that celebration of the post-harvest festival of Thanksgiving and paying homage to the ancestors would strengthen bonds of love and brotherhood. Mr. Rio wished everyone a prosperous year ahead. President of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, will be the chief guest at the 76th Republic Day celebrations this year. At the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, President Subianto will pay a state visit to India on the 25th and 26th of January. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, this will be the Indonesian president's first visit to India since assuming office in October 2024. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. India becomes fourth nation to achieve successful space docking of two satellites. Centre approves setting up of 8th pay commission for central government employees and pensioners. Advisor for Food and Civil Supply KT Sukalu appeals Nagas to be spiritually and intellectually resilient. Spear Corps marks Armed Forces Veterans Day with special event at Dimapur. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.